Well, let's go to KwaZulu-Natal now, where the eThekwini Mayor, Xolisi Kaunda, has said that the municipality is deploying all the necessary resources to find two missing employees. They went missing during the heavy floods this weekend. And last month, more than 400 people died following heavy rains in KZN. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter, is in KZN for us. Bernadette, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us from KZN. What's the latest from that province in terms of the floods, the recovery, and the search for missing people?
Hi, Mandy. So we started today in Amhloti, which is north of Durban, where they suffered some quite significant damage over the weekend and last month, but they've been protesting against developments in the area which they say are to blame. They say there's problems with the environmental impact assessments and with the stormwater drainage systems, and they believe that that's the reason that the area was so badly affected. And then sort of as the day progressed, we've been spending a couple of hours here in Ndwedwe, which is quite close, but it's also north of the city, where they've been looking for those two municipal workers, Solomon Shandu and Simpiwe Tele, who went missing over the weekend. We're with the police search and rescue team. The choppers here. They do have a police canine here. Unfortunately, they haven't managed to find the men yet. We do understand they found a municipal worker's jacket in the river a bit earlier, which is obviously quite an ominous sign. But like I say, we haven't found it yet.
Okay, Bernadette, we are struggling a little bit with your line. I'm going to try again, if we can maybe get it to work. I see in Umhloti, and you were in Umhloti earlier today, as you were saying, residents there have been marching today. They're blaming developers after their homes were destroyed. What have people been saying there?
Yes, sorry about that. I hope the line's better now.
Much better.
So what they've been saying is essentially, Umhloti, a lot of them have been living there for 20, 30, almost 40 years, some of them, and they've never experienced the kind of impact that they've experienced over the last 6 weeks following these rains. And like you said, they're blaming it on, there's three developments that are taking place in the area at the moment. And sort of geographically, if you look at it, the village where these people live and where people have been living for decades is kind of on the bottom of a slope, and these developments are a bit higher up. And so they believe that there's problems with the environmental impact assessments, with the stormwater drainage plans, and that that's the reason they are being affected so badly. So they were protesting this morning. They did hand over an MOU. We're still waiting to hear from we still need to speak to the developers and find out from their side what they say. But, I mean, from my perspective, I grew up here. And I know when I used to go to Umhloti as a child, it was really just maybe one or two restaurants and like one or two blocks of holiday flats. And I mean, if you go there now, the development is just incredible. It really has, over the last 30 or so years, it really has just absolutely mushroomed. Mm.
Bernadette, thank you for that perspective. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter, giving us that up from KwaZulu-Natal. And as I said, there's a protest march today. Residents in Umhloti are blaming developers for their involvement in the damage. Well, let's get an update now from the eThekwini Head of Disaster Management, Vincent Ngubane. Vincent, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us again. What is the latest in terms of disaster management and recovery and the efforts that are taking place in KZN?
Okay, thanks, Mandy. Good afternoon to the listeners as well. I think our colleagues are working spread out in the areas to try and restore to recover the damages. As maybe the listeners are aware that we received a report as of Monday afternoon in relation to two of our employees who were on a smaller vehicle who were trying to cross Umhloti River right up at in that area called Okunjini. Apparently, they were washed away. The search and rescue has been out in the area as from Monday afternoon, even yesterday. As we speak now, there are about nine search and rescue members in the river, and two called the spotters. The spotters are those guys in the helicopter using the high magnitude cameras to try and spot whatever they can in the area. They're on the Oryx and they're doing that. And we also have the dogs that are also assisting those guys of ours. So it's a multifaceted search and rescue that is doing to try and recover those two bodies of our colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side as well, the management is also trying to be in touch to visit the family with a view to comfort, and then assure them that the municipality will take all they can to ensure that the bodies are recovered, and then the normal processes as well to mourn with the family, then they will take place. It is a very sad state of affairs, but as well, it's good that we did have our search and rescue available, and the army are also assisting us in terms of their resources.
Vincent, thank you for that update. Vincent Ngubane, the eThekwini head of disaster management, giving us an update there on the search for two municipal employees who went missing during the heavy floods this weekend. So an assessment there of the situation in KwaZulu-Natal following the floods there.